主耶稣圣名跟大家来继续查考，要有一颗谨守的心。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study to have a sound heart, sound mind and heart.
我们要继续来看提摩太后书，从提摩太后书来看怎么样变成成熟。
Let us continue to read from the book of 2 Timothy, how to have a sound heart.
我们昨天已经提到说，其实我们一个人做圣工啊，很热心跟很成熟是两件事情。
Yesterday we mentioned that for a holy worker to be very fervent and to
很成熟很 mature
and mature are two very different things.
因为我们大部分的人呢，都是因着对神的感动哈，我们就开始做圣工了。
Many of us started our holy work because we were moved by God.
我们一般来信主之后，除非是我们从小在主里长大的，不然我们如果后来来信主的，我们一般都是没有先经过训练就开始做圣工了。
If we came to church later on in life, then many of us do not have experience when we started doing holy work.
我们因为神的感动，因为神给我们机会，那我们就想要做的心，我们就参加圣工，在做服事的工作。
But rather, it was because we were moved by God and given the opportunity to do this holy work.
所以有时候我们热心会觉得，会让我们觉得说我们是很有信心的人。
So sometimes our fervency may lead us to think we are faithful.
那如果我们本来就是一个有爱心的人呢，那我们就会觉得说我这样做这是理所当然的。
But if we are very loving people, then we will think that this is our duty to do.
再加上如果我们有体验到神的恩典啊，有神迹在我们身上呢，我们就会更觉得说，有神跟我同在，我现在去服事总没有错，这样做是很好的。
Now, if we have experienced the grace of God and have been touched by God, then we will think that it is only natural for us to do holy work.
但是也常常在这个时候，我们会忽略了，我们要自己训练自己成为更成熟的工人。
And sometimes in this fervor, we forget the fact that we need to mature ourselves as workers.
这是为什么有一些当初跟随保罗的这些同工啊，后来他们一个一个离开了。
And this is the reason why many of Paul's fellow workers left him.
所以像保罗他才会在他即将要离世之前特别吩咐这个提摩太啊，要自我训练。
So Paul, before he departed this world, he gave instructions to Timothy.
他要他训练自己做成一个基督的精兵。
He wanted him to become a soldier of Christ.
看提摩太后书第二章。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
第二章这里第三节说，你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。
In chapter 2, verse 3, it reads, You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
然后第四节说，凡在军中当兵的，不将事务缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。
And in verse 4, it says, No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier.
第五节说，人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。
In verse 5, and if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules.
好，第六节说，劳力的农夫理当先得粮食。
Verse 6 reads, the hard-working farmer must be first to partake of the crops.
第七节哈，接下来说，我所说的话你要思想，因为凡事主必给你聪明。
And in verse 7, he writes, consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things.
这是保罗他在提醒提摩太哦，他说你要想想我讲的话啊。
And this is Paul's encouragement to Timothy to consider what I say.
那如果去想，那他现在保罗提出三种人呢，要他去想。
Now what does he want him to consider? Paul listed three types of people.
第一个就是当兵的军人。
The first is a soldier.
第二个就是在场上比武的运动员。
The second is a athlete.
第三个就是劳力的农夫。
And the third is a hard-working farmer.
那这三种人呢，保罗要提摩太想想看啊，如果想得通的话，就可以成为一个成熟的工人了。
Now Paul mentions these three for Timothy to consider, and if he thoroughly considers them, then he will be a very successful holy worker.
如果成熟了，有这个成熟的性格，像这三种人之后，那么就可以守住道理。
And if he becomes like these three figures, then he will hold fast to the truth.
那可以做无愧的工人。
And he can be a very useful worker.
是无愧的工人哦，就是 无愧的工人在第十五节哈，第十五节，就是 not to be ashamed 哈
，a worker who does not need to be ashamed。
那这个现在讲，我们现在想想看哦。保罗说要想想他的话，他现在说要做一个基督的精兵。
So let us consider his words. He says we must be a soldier for Christ.
那我们现在想说，我们要自我去检讨，去反省我自己，我是不是一个成熟的工人呢
？So we should reflect upon ourselves. Are we mature workers?
那要成熟有一个表现，就保罗来说，就第三节说要忍受苦难。
Now to be mature, as it says in verse 3, we have to endure hardship.
所以你看，今天如果我们比较我们自己在小时候。跟我们现在这个年纪的有你跟你小时候有什么不一样
So if we think back and compare ourselves to a younger version of ourselves are there any differences?
我们小时候一定我们想大部分人都是常常 complain 常常抱怨、啊、
When we are younger maybe we complained a lot
那抱怨什么
What did we complain about?
如果碰到困难碰到 不高兴的事情就不高兴了
If we were met with hardship or if we were unhappy, then we would be unhappy.
所以小孩子通常都是抱怨的。如果妈妈没有做什么，哦，他就爸爸没有做什么，哥哥姐姐没有做什么，他就一脸不高兴的，很臭脸。
So kids may complain and become unhappy if their parents refuse to do something or if their siblings do not listen.
所以那个比较年长的就会说，哎，这个小的怎么这么不成熟
？So the older folks will say, "Oh, how come this young one is so immature?"
所以你看，那个成熟的人就是会。忍受苦难呢、啊、
？So we can see that mature people know how to endure hardship.
我们今天如果碰到不如意的事，通常我们就比较容易忍得下来了。我们年纪大以后就比较可以了。
And as we become older, as we meet with adversity, we can endure it.
那所以成熟的表现就是是否能够忍受苦难，这是我们自己可以自我反省的。
So maturity can be seen in enduring hardship, and this is something we can think about.
那这个叫做基督，要当基督的精兵，这个就是必然一定要有的条件。
And to become a soldier of Christ, this is a necessity.
那现在我们自己凭见识自己是，我如果是在军中当兵的人。
So let's think if we indeed are soldiers.
他说不要将事物缠身啊。
Then we should not entangle ourselves with the affairs of this life.
那这里就是要专心嘛。
So we must be very focused.
那这个专心的就是很这个在军队当兵的人一定是不能够说还要去考虑说生活我要怎么过我要哪里去做什么一定是很全时间在他的军队里面服侍
Now a focused soldier will remain focused in his training and not be concerned with other things of his life
那所以他现在我们自己可以想想如果是你在当兵的人就是要把那个任务完成就是 军人他是要完成任务的。
So if we picture ourselves as soldiers, we have to accomplish the mission.
如果今天我们被交付什么任务，我是不是能够把它完成
？And if we are given a mission today, can we finish it?
我们会不会碰到困难的时候，就说我不要了，那再找人吧
？When we meet adversity, will we say, "Oh, I don't want to do this. Please find someone else"?
那个就是这个叫做不成熟嘛。
And this is immature.
那现在还要说，不要让招他当兵人喜悦，要好叫。那招他当兵人喜悦啊
！And in addition to that, it says that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier.
也就是说，要让托付我们这个任务人很放心。
So we have to ease the mind of that of him who enlisted us.
他会觉得说，哎，我选这个人来做这件事情，非常的值得。
So that whoever chose us will feel that we are very able-bodied.
我们是不是够成熟？有时候我们就想想看，我们自己是不是让。交付我们任务人觉得很放心。
To test ourselves whether we are mature or not, we can see whether whether or not the people who chose us are at ease.
那他会不会很喜悦？我们所做的事情，他会很喜悦，我们很高兴。就是被托付工作那个人，是不是因着我们所做的事情，觉得得到喜悦了？
And will the one who enlisted us be pleased with what we do?
那这个叫做成熟了。
And this is maturity.
所以，如果我们今天是一个成熟的主耶稣的门徒，我们就会想到主耶稣是不是会对我所做的事很满意
So today, if we are a mature disciple of Christ, we will think whether or not Jesus is pleased with what we do.
我们会考虑到教会的感受。
We will consider the effects on the church.
我们会考虑到主耶稣是不是在对我所做的事情觉得很放心。
We will consider whether Jesus is at peace with us.
这个叫做从军人的角度去想，我是我成熟。
And this is how we can think about maturity from a soldier's perspective.
那保罗他又第二个讲说，在场上比武的就是这个就是运动员。
Now the second example Paul brings up is an athlete.
他说运动员一定要按规矩才可以得冠冕呢。
He says an athlete must compete according to the rules to be crowned.
那所谓的按规矩就是说一定要顺服这个制度嘛，这个组织啊。
So to compete according to the rules means to respect the rules.
所以我们是不是成熟，就是像我们会不会我们愿不愿意顺服这个组织这个制度。
So whether we are mature can be seen in whether we want to obey the rules.
如果我们不顺服，
and if we are not submissive,
那表示我们还不够成熟。
That means we are not mature enough.
因为运动员很努力，他很刻苦。运动员通常都是真的是自我要求很高的，才能够得冠冕，否则没有希望。
Now athletes usually have a very high standard for themselves.
那他们一定要服从规则嘛？
But they also have to go according to the rules.
如果不服从规则，就不用比了。
And if they don't compete according to the rules, they need not compete at all.
那他所花的这些精神心血，其实基本上都是白费的。
Then all of the effort and training they put in has been in vain.
所以如果在运动场上被人家说不符合资格 disqualified， 那真的就是很冤枉啊。
So if you're disqualified from a competition, that is a very pitiful thing.
所以要服从规矩，要顺服组织制度。
So we have to compete according to the rules and submit to the regulations.
我们绝对不会把我们自己放在这个组织外面，然后去说，哎，这个组织很差劲。
We cannot place ourselves outside of the law and criticize the law.
但是不要忘记，我们今天每一个人，我们都在我们的教会里面。
And we have to remember that all of us here are within the church.
所以我们今天在教会里面，为什么我们说要顺服？
So why do we say we need to be submissive inside the church?
因为我们是在这个教会里面被在这个制度里面被教育起来的。
Because we have been educated in this church.
我们就会顺服在这个教会制度里面我们所应该做的事。
And we must be submissive to the rules established in this church.
这个叫做成熟。
And this is maturity.
所以我们不会有人说觉得他在这里面接受成长的这个训练之后反过来说啊，这个怎么可以这样子？不会的。
So no one should turn around after being educated in the system and criticize the system in place.
那第三个我们要自己检讨，就是像劳力的农夫。
Now the third thing we can reflect upon is the hardworking farmer.
那个农夫通常都是要忍受苦难的。
Farmers are ones who must endure hardships.
现在大太阳底下，那个农夫要在外面工作。
They must work outside and toil under the burning sun.
不能够说等到太阳比较弱了，我再就去工作。
They cannot wait until the sun starts to go down.
那这样子，他的收成一定是很少。
Or else his crops will be very few.
所以劳力的农夫就是要忍受苦难。
So a hardworking farmer must endure adversity.
但是他理当先得粮食，就是他可以先得到收获。
But he is the first to partake of his crops.
那什么叫做这件事情对我们来说怎么应用在我们身上呢？
So how can we apply this to our own lives?
今天如果我们是一个成熟的工人呢？
Today, if we are a hardworking farmer,
我们在工作完之后，我们一定会是首先得到满足。
After we finish the work, we will receive satisfaction.
我们会从我们这个所付出的劳力当中得到喜乐。
And we will receive joy from our work.
所以每一个人在为主耶稣工作、为教会付出之后，我们每一个人都会觉得很值得。
So everyone who works for the church, who works for Jesus, will feel very accomplished.
我们绝对不会觉得说，哎呀，我做的工作好像心里面觉得空旷，好像我是不是浪费时间呢？
And we shouldn't think to ourselves after we accomplish the work, that was a waste of my time and my heart is empty.
我们现在比较，有时候我们参加一个活动。
Let us compare now. Sometimes we attend an event.
这个活动可能很热闹，可能他们觉得哦，在当中很 enjoy 啊。
And this event might be very lively, and we might enjoy in the midst of it.
但是我们是否曾经经历过，哎，这个活动结束之后，自己觉得好像心里空空的
？But in our own lives, we have experienced that after the event is over, our heart is empty.
心里面有一个失落感，好像啊，像这个结束了这样子。
There is something lacking in our heart, a feeling of vanity.
那个其实就是我们 并不是像一个真正劳力的农夫在付出了。
And this is what happens when, but this is not the result of a hardworking farmer.
就是说，我们只是来这里享受啊，这个别人准备好的东西啊，我来参加一下而已。
That's what happens when we only come to enjoy ourselves for a short while.
那通常结果，我们有时候就会觉得心里面不够满足。
And the result is that we feel unsatisfied in our heart.
但是如果我们真的是付出了，像劳力农夫在努力工作的人。
But if we really apply ourselves like the hardworking farmer,
我们看到这个工作结束之后，我们一定会得到满足。
We can see after the work is accomplished, we are satisfied.
所以我相信我们这是 YSC 我们的工作人员，我们在付出完之后，我们觉得说我们这样的为主所做的一定很值得。
So I believe that the workers for this YSC after the event has finished will feel very accomplished.
谁得到最多的造就呢？
And who is greatest edified?
就是那个付出最多人得到最多造就。
It is the ones who have put in the most effort.
所以农夫看到他的所耕种的得到成长，他得到喜悦的。
So when the farmer sees that his crops are growing, he receives joy.
每一天看到他长大的时候，他就得到满足啊。
And every day when he sees them growing, he receives satisfaction.
等到可以收成的时候，他就真的先尝到这个他所付出的果实。
And when he can harvest his crops, he finally yields the results of his efforts.
所以如果我们是 RE 的老师，
So if we are RE teachers,
我们看到我们的学员在成长的时候，谁最满足？
And we see our students growing and maturing. Who is most satisfied?
当老师的人，如果我们真的付出，为我们的学生在祷告，在教育他们，我们最满足。
If we really put our effort in and we pray for our students diligently, then we are the ones who receive the greatest satisfaction.
我们如果是当父母亲的，我们看到我们孩子在成长，他真的是在主里面成长，我们做父母亲的很满足。
And if we are parents and we see that our children are growing in the Lord, we receive great satisfaction.
如果我们会这样子，这个叫做成熟。
And if we can do this, this is maturity.
所以我们要自己常常去检讨我们自己。
So we have to often reflect upon ourselves.
我是不是像当兵的军人一样？
Am I like a soldier?
我是不是像一个在场上比武的运动员？
Am I an athlete in a competition?
我自我要求自己要在这个规矩里面，在这个制度里面顺服。
I have to demand of myself to stay in the rules.
我是不是真的付出我的心血在为主耶稣付出为教会工作？
Do I put in my blood and sweat into the holy work?
啊，我会心里会觉得真的得了满足。
And I will really receive satisfaction.
这个就是成熟了。
And this is maturity.
那现在看各位提摩太后书二章十五节。
Now let us refer to verse 15 of 2 Timothy chapter 2.
二章十五节说，你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
It says, be diligent to prepare yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
做无愧的工人跟做基督的精兵基本是同一个意思的。
To be a worker who does not need to be ashamed and to be 基督的
精兵。
Oh, and to be a soldier of Christ are the same thing.
那前面精兵是要受苦难。
And before it mentions how a soldier must endure hardship.
但是现在做无愧的工人是要按正义分解真理的道。
And now a worker who does not need to be ashamed is one who can rightly divide the truth.
所以我们是不是成熟呢？
So are we mature?
那就是看我们对于这个道理是不是真的熟练。
We can see whether or not we are familiar with the truth.
我们对内对外，我们能不能够很正确的讲解真理的道？
Inside and out, can we speak about the truth?
我们对我们所信的没有完全明白。
Do we completely understand that which we believe?
面对慕道者，我们可以把我们的所信的把它讲给让人家说清楚我们在信什么吗？
And when we meet with a truth seeker, can we tell them accurately what we believe?
我们对我们自己的学员学生，我们自己的同龄，我们能不能把它解释我们今天所信的道理其实真的是真理。
Can we explain that what we believe is the truth to our friends and family and our students?
所以这就是说，如果我们可以能够按正确的讲解我们所信的道理，这个叫成熟了。
Now if we can accurately describe what we believe, then this is maturity.
那这样不管是传福音，不管是做任何其他教会里面的工作，都是可以很稳，而且能够真的得到满足。
And we can be stable and receive satisfaction whether we are preaching outside or working inside the church.
那对托付我们工作的人，他们来说，他们也可以很放心。
And to those who enlisted us to do this work, they can rest at ease.
所以那个 成熟，你看，如果这些标准啊，来自我检讨，我们现在可以看一个人物，就是主耶稣基督。
Now, if we were to think of an example who meets all of these criteria, we can think of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣就是一个榜样。
He is an example.
你看以弗所书第四章第十三节说。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书四章十三节
Chapter 4 verse 13
这里提到说只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一认识神的儿子得以长大成人满有基督长成的身量
It says till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to a perfect man to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ
所谓的成熟就是有主耶稣基督的身量
So maturity is to have the fullness of Christ
那这个神基督的丰满丰盛、啊、这个就是全面性的、哦、主耶稣的丰盛是完整的每一个面向都很完整
Now the fullness of Christ is in every single aspect
就是不管你从哪个角度去看他都觉得、哎、觉得 很满意
Meaning no matter which perspective you take when you're looking at Christ you are satisfied
那其实教会也是要装备成这个样子就基督长成的身量就是基督这个主耶稣是有能力的有怜悯的有爱心的
And the church should exemplify all of the characteristics of Christ. We should have mercy and forgiveness.
哦，那个是很有能力的哦。
And power.
然后是又是很谨守的，又是很 disciplined.
And disciplined.
那主耶稣他在成长的过程当中，他当作一个人哦，他成熟啊，他是怎么被描述的呢？
Now, when Jesus was a man, he was also mature. How was he measured?
在路加福音第二章
In Luke chapter 2,
第五十二节
verse 52,
路加福音二章的五十二节
Luke chapter 2, verse 52,
耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长
Jesus increased in wisdom and stature in favor with God and men.
智慧和身量、哦、这个就是他内在跟外表都一起长大。
Here it says wisdom and stature. This means inside and out, he was maturing.
所以，当我们年岁正渐长的时候，我们每一年都增加一岁的时候，我们的智慧应该要越来越多。
So year by year, as we grow another year older, we should also be growing in maturity.
我们就越来越成熟。
We should be more and more mature.
然后呢，他说，神和人喜爱的心也一起增加。
Should be in favor with both God and men.
所以我们如果成熟，我们一定会感受到神在我们身上的恩典越来越多。
So if we are mature, we will experience more and more of God's grace upon us.
我们在人面前一定是哇，众人会觉得说，看到这个人要感谢主。
And in the face of men, when others see us, they will thank God.
会看到说，哎，这个人他真的在主里面成长了。
They will say that this person is truly growing within Christ.
不管是在年纪上在智慧上在他处事的这个作为上面都觉得哎呀很感谢这个叫做成熟了
No matter which aspect they look they will see that this person is mature
所以主耶稣基督、啊、他就是给我们这一个榜样
So Jesus Christ gave us this example
我们现在先了解什么叫做成熟以后
Now, after we have understood what maturity is
我们需要来自我训练我们要训练我们自己
We have to come to train ourselves.
那你看，在讲义里面我提到说，我们训练第一件事情，我们要自我训练成为成熟的工人呢。
Now in the material we have, I put down the first thing we must do to become mature. We have to be self-disciplined.
腓立比书第一章第十节。
Let's refer to Philippians chapter 1 verse 10.
腓立比书一章的十节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 10.
这里说使你们能分别是非嘛或做喜爱那美好的事做诚实无过的人直到基督的日子
Verse 10 says that you may approve the things that are excellent that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ
喜爱美好的事情怎么翻译
To approve the things that are excellent
那个是这个是能分别是非吗
Does this mean to discern
对不对但是如果是喜爱美好的事呢你喜爱美好的事
To love?
Yeah.
Does it mean to just love the excellent things?
The good things.
The good things?
哦，因为现在是我们这个是因为翻译的问题了。现在是本来有一个抄本，他就写说，这一节我们昨天晚上的祷告会，确实是有用过啊，我们还记得吗
？So we used this verse yesterday. Do we remember?
我所祷告的就是你们的爱心在各样见识上多又多嘛，对不对？
And this I pray that your love may abound more and more.
然后呢，就是可以能够分别是为能够喜爱美好的事。
So that you may love the good things.
所以我们要先知道说什么是美好的事。
So first we have to know what are the good things.
那今天美好的事情其实就是什么？是真理。
And today what is good? The truth is good.
主耶稣是美好的。
Jesus is good.
我们会爱主。我们要喜爱真理。
We would love God, love Jesus, and love the truth.
那对那个不义的、不好的事，我们不会，我们会远避。
And toward the unrighteous, the bad, we would turn away.
所以，如果因为这个是一个喜好，我们今天我们的心，如果我们喜爱好的事，那个坏的，我们就远离了，我们就不会亲近他了。
So naturally, if we love the good, we will depart from the bad.
那所以在提摩太后书二章十四节，你看现在保罗要提摩太远避什么事呢？
Now in 2 Timothy, what does Paul want Timothy to avoid?
第二章十四节。
In chapter 2, verse 14.
他要说掩蔽言语的争辩。第二章十四节。
In chapter 2, verse 14. To avoid words to no profit.
对。就是没有益的、没有益处的这些争辩，其实有些言论对人没有造就。
These are...Words with no profit that do not edify man.
第十六节。
And in verse 16.
要远避世俗的虚谈，因为这等人必进到更不敬虔的地步。
To shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
唯有那愚拙无学问的辩论，总要去节，因为这等知道这等事是起争竞的。
Avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife.
这个就是有一些。没有用的这些辩论啊，虚谈，这些什么故事，那个就离开吧。
So these are vain stories and useless babblings.
那现在
we should avoid them.
你看保罗他在提醒提摩太哦，表示说在当时候他的环境里面有很多这种事。
Now the fact that Paul is reminding Timothy of this means that the situation had a lot of this.
喜爱如果喜爱真理的，他对真理他不明白的地方，他一定会想要去更进一步的认识。
Those that love the truth in areas where they do not understand the truth, they will want to learn more.
我们现在看另外一个工人亚波罗。
Let us look at another worker, Apollos.
亚波罗他就很成熟啊。
And he was very mature.
他是很有学问的人哦。
He was a very learned man.
在使徒行传第十八章哦，在描述这个有学问的解经家，他怎么接受一个没有学问的这个智障朋友人所提的这个美好的事情。
And Acts chapter 18, it describes the story of how a very learned biblical learned scholar took lessons from an unlearned tent maker.
你看第二十四十八章二十四节。
In Acts chapter 18, verse 24,
他这个人是个有学问的，是最能讲解圣经的人。
There's a man who was very eloquent and mighty in the scriptures.
第二十六节。
And in verse 26,
他在会堂里面是讲放胆讲道。
He was speaking boldly in the synagogue.
那这个时候，百基拉跟亚基拉听见了，就把他接到他家里来了。
And here, Priscilla and Aquila, when they heard of it, brought him to their house.
把神的道理就给他讲解更加详细了。
And they explained to him more clearly the words of God.
那这个亚波罗一定是很高兴的接受这个亚基拉、百基拉所讲解神的道理啊。
Now Apollos must have received this truth with much joy.
他后来就更明白了主耶稣基督的救恩。
He understood to a greater degree the salvation of Jesus Christ.
你看这个人，他成熟到可以接受。其实他有很多地方他还不懂啊。
Now we see that this person is mature despite having lack of knowledge.
那所以让我们自己有一个受教的耳朵，我们愿意听一些人的讲解啊，是很重要的。
Now we see the importance of having an ear that is open to listening to others.
我们一定要常常的自我训练，这样子我们才有办法明辨是非，才知道说什么叫做好事。
And we must train ourselves so that we can discern between good and bad.
那个保罗他在提摩太后书里面第三章跟提摩太说，你看你是从小就明白圣经的。
Now in 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul tells Timothy that he understood the church, the truth from his youth.
那这些善道其实你也都很清楚，你从小就都明白圣经。
Now all of these truths you are very clear, and from your youth you have understood the words of God.
那提摩太前书四章第六节，看看这个提摩太是怎么样一个人呢？
Now we'll see what type of person Timothy was in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6.
第四章第六节,
chapter 4 verse 6.
你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好执事， 在真道的话语和你向来所服从的善道上得了教育。
If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and in the good doctrine which you have carefully followed.
这些从小其实提摩太他就是明白圣经，他也服从了这个从圣经来的这个真道善道。
So from his youth, Timothy understood the Bible and the truths from the Bible.
他很多知识的。
And he had a lot of wisdom.
但是保罗还是跟他说，我现在告诉你的这些纯正话语的规模，你要好好的守住哦。
And yet Paul still told him, the things that I tell you, you must keep diligently.
然后我现在告诉你这些教训，你都要切信哦。
And all of the teachings you must take to heart.
你一定要守着，好好的，牢牢的守住。
You must guard them diligently.
然后保罗他还一次的跟他强调说，你看现在看提摩太后书第三章。
And Paul even emphasizes in 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章，第二章第八节。
Sorry, chapter 2, verse 8. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8.
你要纪念耶稣基督是大卫的后裔，他从死里复活，正合乎我所传的福音。
Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel.
提摩太他已经跟随保罗传福音传一段时间了。
Timothy had already been preaching the gospel with Paul for some time.
他很明白圣经，难道他不知道主耶稣基督跟大卫的这个关系呀？
He clearly understood the Bible. Wouldn't he know that Jesus was related to David?
他一定很熟悉的啦。
He must be very clear about this issue.
但是，你看，保罗还是一直跟他说。
And yet Paul still reminds him.
一再跟他讲说，你一定要思想我跟你所说的话。
He tells him to consider what I say to you.
如果你想了，主就给你聪明。
And if you consider it, the Lord will give you understanding.
所以，这个前辈一直要求这个年轻的这一代一定要去常常想他的话。
So the previous generation kept on urging the second generation to consider his words.
就是要训练提摩太有一颗受教的心呢。
This is to train Timothy to have a heart of learning.
今天我们年轻人最怕什么，你知道吗？
What is it that our youth fear the most today?
我们会觉得说，我都懂了，这个我都知道，你不要再讲了。
We will think, oh, this I already know. Don't keep repeating it to me.
有时候我们都会在聚会的时候，这个东西都讲过，怎么听几次了？Sometimes
in service, we may think, oh, they've already spoken about this so many times.
真的，我们有很多经节不知道我们从小翻过几次了。Truly,
there are many verses in the Bible that we have flipped to countless times.
但是我们每次在聚会听道理的时候，我们会觉得说这个东西我都懂了，你不要再跟我讲了吗？
But when we listen to the service, do we feel that we already know everything and we shouldn't have to listen?
还是我们会有一颗受教的耳朵，听听看，这个不同的讲道人在讲解神的话语的时候，他们是怎么样得到神的感动？
Or do we have an attentive ear and we're eager to hear how each servant of God interprets or accepts God's movement?
所以我们要自我训练成为成熟，就是我们有一颗受教的心，常常会听别人所说的美好的事。
So part of training our maturity is having an ear that's willing to listen.
看以赛亚书50章。
Let us turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 50.
以赛亚书50章。
Isaiah chapter 50.
第四节。
Verse 4.
主神赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎么样用言语扶助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听像受教者一样。
For the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning, he awakens my ear to hear as the learned.
对亚波罗来说，他当时还不知道主耶稣基督真正的救恩。
From Apollo's perspective, he did not yet know the salvation of Jesus.
所以他可以听这个支帐篷的雅基拉跟百基拉所讲解的神的道理。
So he could listen to the tent makers Aquila and Priscilla about God's truth.
这是因为他还不知道，所以可以接受我们接的这个比较容易的。
Because he didn't know at first, he was willing to accept. This is something that we see as easy.
但是对提摩太来说，这些事情他早就明白了。
But towards Timothy, he already understood this long ago.
他甚至跟保罗同工过，他到处传福音传过的。
He already went preaching with Paul.
他难道不知道耶稣基督大卫的后裔吗？
Doesn't he already know that Jesus is David's descendant?
他不相信主耶稣从死里复活吗？
Didn't he already believe that Jesus resurrected from the dead?
他都清楚。
He was very certain.
可是他还是接受，他还是接受保罗不断的耳提面命提醒他。
And yet he still accepted Paul's constant reminding.
这样子他就达到成熟。
And this is how he was mature.
这是为什么我们今天很重要，就是要常常去听道理。
This is why it's very important for us to often listen to the truth.
这是我们在自我训练的第一件事情，一定要能够接受这美好的事情，听神的道理。
And this is how we can train ourselves by listening to the truth.
不要一直以为我们什么都懂了。
And stop pretending that we know everything.
其实我们也有很多还不懂。
In actuality, there's much that we do not know.
如果会听到，有一些人他们在讲道理的时候，他讲出了一些生命的道，我们觉得很感动。
And sometimes if we listen, we will feel very moved by what they say.
可能一个人你会觉得说他可能比你没有学问。
We may think that they are not as learned as we are.
圣经可能没有你懂。
The Bible, we may understand more of the Bible than they do.
可是从他们嘴巴出来的可能就是神话语的感动。
But the words that come out of their mouth may be moved by God.
可能就让我们心里去想说，哎呀，真的神的话语是活着的。
And it may touch our heart and let us reflect that God's words are living.
第二个信念。
The second thing.
我们现在看提摩太后书二章二十二节。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22.
二章二十二节这一节我们很熟悉。
We are familiar with chapter 2 verse 22.
要逃避少年的私欲，同那清心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
我们要知道哪些人是清心祷告主的人吗？
We have to know who calls out on the Lord out of a pure heart.
那我们才会去跟他一起呀。
So then we can go and be a part of them.
然后呢，我们要知道哪些人是要躲开的啊。
And we also have to discern who to avoid.
看三章十第三章。
If we turn to chapter 3 verse 3.
第三章这第五节有一种人，就是说有敬虔的外貌却别了敬虔的实意的人。
Sorry, chapter 3 verse 5. They have a form of godliness but deny its power.
这些人你要躲开啊。
And from such people turn away.
所以现在这两种人呢。
So there are these two types of people.
一个是倾心祷告主的人，这个人就是其实可能没有什么声音，也没有什么，不会有什么轰轰烈的，让你觉得很被吸引的。
One calls out on the Lord out of a pure heart, and they may not be loud or attractive.
那个有敬虔外貌的人确实很吸引人的。如果有敬虔外貌的人呢，就是就是看起来很敬虔。
And some will have appear very fervent.
但是他内心里面可能就不是真的敬畏神。
But in their heart, they do not respect God.
那如果我们是看外表，当然你就容易被吸引了。
Now, if we only look at their outward appearance, we will be attracted.
那如果这样的话，就是不成熟了。
And this is immature.
成熟的人就是他会去找那个倾心祷告的人，跟他一起追求这些属灵的美德。
Mature ones will look for those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, and they will pray together.
我们会找到同工。
We will find co-workers.
所以成熟就是我们会找到好同工。
So maturity is part of maturity is finding good coworkers.
追求是一起追求的。
So we can pursue together.
所以我们今天有没有成熟，你们就看到我们在教会里面能不能找到同工。
Now today, whether or not we are mature, we can see this from whether or not we have good company.
那谁是我们的同工呢？
So who are our coworkers?
当然我们在教会里面有不同的工作团队啦。
In church, we have many work groups.
我们现在大部分都是一个任务编组，比如说现在 YSC， 我们现在这些工作人员大概就一个 team 就开始工作了。
So for instance, there's a working team for YSC.
但是这个结束之后，我们就各自回去了。
But after the event is over, we all return to our homes.
我们是不是还会能够找到在我们生命当中，在我们生活里面跟我们一起追求成长的人
？Can we still find coworkers in our daily lives that help us pursue the truth?
所以其实跟我们一起同工一起成长的就在我们家庭里面而已。
So those who work with us and mature with us are those in our own family.
我们能不能跟我们的父母亲一起成长呢？
Are we able to mature along with our parents?
我们会不会在我们的弟兄姐妹当中，我们自己的兄弟姐妹当中找到一起成长的人呢？
Can we find others among the youth who are also willing to mature?
所以其实我们一起成长，父母儿女是一起成长。
So if we grow together, parents and children should grow together.
最好的同工就在家里。
The best coworkers are at home.
当然，如果我们自己家里是一个人自己信主，那就另当别论了。
Now, of course, this does not apply if we are the only believer in our family.
但是如果我们家里面有我们的自己的信徒，比如说我们的父母亲，我们兄弟是我们教会的信徒。
But if there are church believers in your family,
所以其实我们就可以找到跟我们的家人一起成长了。
Then we can find good coworkers with whom to grow together.
今天有没有可能一个人在教会很热心，可是在家里面对家人很冷淡？
Is it possible for someone to be very fervent in church and very cold towards their family members?
有啊。
It's possible.
其实也是有很多人是这样子哦。
And actually there are many.
在教会很热心工作，但是教会 在家庭里面就另外一个人了。
In church, they fervently do their work, but at home, they are a different person.
我们可能愿意在教会洗碗、扫厕所、做什么，但是家里一件事情都不做。
We may be willing to wash the dishes or wash the bathroom at church, but at home, we refuse to do anything.
那表示什么？
And what does this represent?
那表示我们不够成熟。
This means we are immature.
因为我们不会想到跟我们家人一起成长。
Because we do not think to grow together with our family members.
那所以现在在教会当在弟兄姐妹当中，我们一定要能够找到，不管是从家里的家人、教会的弟兄姐妹，一定要能够找到这个一起追求成长、倾心祷告的人。
So within the church, whether it is within our family or at church, we have to find good coworkers with whom we can grow together.
那这个同工一起追求，同工之间一起追求是怎样？要能够开放心胸的啦。
Now this joint pursuit, we have to share our hearts.
因为这个叫做和平的道理。
Because this is the gospel of peace.
保罗说，神把那个让神跟人之间和平的那个职分托付给他了。神保罗说，神已经把这个神人之间和平的这个职分托付给他。
Paul said that God had given him the ministry of reconciliation.
就是让神跟人可以和好，人跟人也可以和好啊。
So that there can be peace between man and God and between man and man.
这个叫做和平的福音嘛。
And this is the gospel of peace.
那现在我们有没有办法跟我们的同伴一起真的，我们说我什么事情我可以告诉我的同伴，跟我一起来成长来解决。
And are we able to really tell our coworkers so that we can grow together?
我们除了这个为这些事情祷告之外，这个事情结束之后，我们会不会为彼此的生活成长一起祷告？
Aside from this event, will we pray for each other outside? Will we pray for each other and help each other grow?
所以这个寻找同工，有真正的同工才是成熟的工人呢。
So to find a good coworker and to grow together is part of being mature.
保罗就是很成熟。
Paul is very mature.
因为他说，他对信徒的心是宽大的，张开的。
He said that his heart is wide open towards his members.
看
哥
林多后书第六章第十一节。
It's referred to 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11.
哥林多后书六章十一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11.
第十一节说，哥林多人啊，我们向你口是张开的，心是宽宏的。
O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open.
他是很愿意，当然保罗他心胸很宽大，他别那个哥林多教会在批评他的时候，他就是接受了。
Now, Paul's heart was very open when the Corinthians were criticizing him, he just accepted.
所以呢，他保罗在工作当中，他有很多同工啊。
Now, when he was doing his work, he had many co-workers.
虽然有一些人离弃他走了
，and although some departed him,
但是还有更多是跟他一起在为这个福音努力的了。
There were many more that were working fervently with him.
所以今天如果我们只是一个喜欢单打独斗的人，我就是我不需要别人跟我一起。
So today, if we like staying and working solo,
那其实就是不成熟了。
Then in actuality, we are revealing our immaturity.
连保罗他这么坚强的信仰的这个勇士哦，他在他的书信里面他写了多少同工
？Even a faithful person like Paul, how many people did he?How many coworkers did he write about?
你看他的同工里面有那个有学问的亚波罗啊。
He wrote about the learned Apollos.
他的同工里面也有那个当奴隶的阿尼西姆啊。
And among his coworkers were the servants Onesimus.
还有像医生路加，很多不同的 都是跟保罗一起同工的人。
And there was Luke, who was a doctor. They're co-workers from all walks of life.
所以啊，你看保罗他就是要求这个提摩太哦，要知道训练自己，然后成熟到能够找到跟他一起追求成长的同工们。
So we see that Paul wanted Timothy to find good co-workers with whom he can grow together.
那我们现在要对我们自己，对我自己先要求了。
So what can we ask of ourselves?
也就是说，我们同工之间一定要花一些时间培养默契。
Between our co-workers, we have to spend some time together.
就是都是有一些，不管用什么管道，我们就是会有一些联系。
And no matter through what medium, we have some communication.
我们可以彼此代祷。
We can intercede for each other.
有时候可以在生活上道理互相分享。
We can share about the truth.
那如果我们有同工，两个人比一个人好啊。
And if we have a co-worker, two are better than one.
我们就不会因为有时候一念之间就失足，然后就跌倒。
And we won't fall because of one thing.
因为大家可以一起追求进步。
It is because we can all pursue together.
那个哥林多后书，提摩太后书三章第十节。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 10,
三章十节,
chapter 3 verse 10,
但你已经服从了我的教训，品德志向，信心，宽容，爱心和忍耐。
But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance.
这些东西你看跟那个在第二章的第二十二节说，你要同那勤心祷告主人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
And these things, if we refer to chapter 2 verse 22,
你看，其实保罗 他自己说，他自己本身 有的一些特质，他是要提摩太啊，一定要服从啊，要跟着做。
These are similar characteristics that he wants Timothy to imitate.
这个就是，其实保罗他自己本身就是提摩太很好的同工。
And Paul is himself a very good co-worker for Timothy.
现在保罗要走了。
And now Paul is departing.
他就吩咐这个提摩太真的要去找一个像找到像这样一起追求的人。
So he instructed Timothy to find someone that will also pursue improvement.
那这样子他可以在同工之间有一个默契，他就有一个宽宏的心，这个同工一起成长，他一定不会后来说离弃真道。
In this way, if they can have an open heart towards each other, they can grow together and they will not depart from the truth.
他可以一直服侍到最后，像保罗一样。
Then he can serve until the end, just like Paul did.
他说那个守信的道我守住了。
Said I have finished the race.
守信的道
kept the faith.
当跑的路我跑尽了。
I have finished the race. Ran
美好的仗打过。
And I fought the good fight.
这个就是他从头服侍到最后。
And this means that he served from the very beginning to the end.
那个这个叫做这个这样的人。工作就是真的很有价值。
And this is a work that is very valuable.
最后真的能够得到奖赏。
And he can really receive the prize at the end.
所以我们弟兄姐妹大家一起来追求。
So brothers and sisters, let us pursue this together.
让我们都真的可以成为成熟的。
That we may all be considered mature.
那如果我们成熟，真的成熟以后，我们绝对不会忘记我们跟神之间的爱。
And when we are truly mature, we will never forget the love between us and God.
神先爱我们了。
God first loved us.
我们现在从神领受的爱去回报他的时候，
So we must, when we repay the love that God gave to us,
我们会做得非常的喜乐。
We will do this very joyfully.
我们也会觉得说很满足。
And we will feel very satisfied.
那是何等美好的事呢？
And this is a very beautiful thing.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
We ask the Lord Jesus to guide us.
那我们现在先要怎么样？
Now, what do we
接下去有祷告是不是？是不是？
Do we have prayer now?
我们是要先结束呢，还是？那个伊顿呢？是不是先结束？先默祷结束 ？OK， 我们默祷结束。
Let's pray in silence to conclude.